Standing here in the Plantation Road beside the Second World War Memorial to a Polish officer who crashed his Spitfire in this field on the 11th of September 1943, Officer Grondowski, I think the name was. He was a Polish pilot who flew with the RAF. The RAF had two Polish squadrons, 303 and 315, and there's something like 15 or 18 Polish pilots laid to rest across our country. And this little memorial has been erected relatively recently just to mark this fighter pilot's death in this field. He was stationed in Ballyhalbert and would have flown up and down the coast with other members of the RAF looking out for German U-boats. And of course the popular phrase, he is not forgotten. Now, whenever we think of this memorial and we think of war, we're reminded of what the Bible tells us about this world that we live in. It says that even for the child of God, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There's a heavenly realm the Bible speaks about. And the Bible says that Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Over our heads we have the atmospheric heavens. And then the Bible speaks about God dwelling in the third heaven, the highest heaven. And somewhere in between there's another realm known as the heavenlies. And there's a spiritual warfare going on all around us. We cannot see it, but it's real. You see, the Bible speaks about the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. The kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of God. The Bible speaks about Jesus Christ being the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace and the King of Kings. But it speaks about the devil being the God of this world and the Prince of Devils. And the Bible gives him the title, the Prince of the Power of the Air. And there's a very real battle that's going on. And down through history, many good and godly men have laid down their lives for the furtherance of the gospel, so that people like you and people like I can come to have the word of God in our own mother tongue, in our own language. Others have been burned, others have been sawn asunder, others have been imprisoned for their love for Christ and their desire to preach the gospel. And it's very true to say that, as A.W. Tozer said, this world is not a playground, but it's a battleground. And I wonder today, whose side are you on? The Bible says that there's a wonderful victory that's found in Jesus Christ. It says, if he is for us, if God be for us, who can be against us? On the cross, the Lord Jesus Christ laid down his life. And it's important for us to remember that and to never forget it. And he rose again. He rose victorious. He defeated sin and death and hell on the cross and through his resurrection. And if we put our faith and trust in him, he's able to give us victory in the battles of life, over the world, over the flesh, over the devil, and even over circumstances. He cried upon the cross, "It is finished. The work has been done." And I trust today that you'll think even about these things. Which side are you on? Side with Christ. Even today, he's victorious. He's coming back again, coming back from the air, from the heavens. And the Bible says that the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I trust that you'll be in that great number when the saints go marching in. God bless you. See you next time.